If the phrase jazz French horn just doesn't sound quite right, then please listen to Tom Varner. He's not the first to play jazz on the French horn. He hopes he's not the last. This weekend, Mr. Varner's giving a series of concerts and masterclasses to encourage other players, Jeff London reports.
The instrument is both ungainly and beautiful. A spaghetti swirl of coiled brass tubing and three valves, which can combine to play just about any note in the scale. The only way to hold it is for the musician to stuff a hand in the bell. Tom Varner says even the best horn players can't help but hit a wrong note every now and then.
It's kind of like trying to do a beautiful ballet, but on ice and with just socks on. So you're trying to be graceful and beautiful and accurate, and you're slipping and sliding all over the place.
For more than 20 years, Tom Varner has forged a career out of making a mainstay of classical music into an expressive jazz instrument. Bill Milkowski, who's written for Jazz Times and Downbeat, says Tom Varner's pulled it off.
I'm told by people that it's unbelievably hard to play the French horn. So knowing that it's that difficult and hearing what he's able to do with it, it's remarkable. He plays so effortlessly, and he just plays so passionately. It seems like there's no limits on his expression on that instrument, and given the demands of it, I think that's astounding.
Tom Varner says he wants to exploit the entire five-octave range of the instrument.
It is an instrument of extremes, that's for sure, and range-wise as well. And I really do like to utilize that range. A lot of horn players don't go down that low, but I love it. I love the bass trombone. It's one of my favorite instruments. I love the sound of it. And sometimes I like to imitate it.
Tom Varner grew up in suburban New Jersey and began playing the French horn in elementary school. Even as he tackled Mozart concertos as a teenager, he found himself drawn to jazz. It wasn't until a neighbor played him a Thelonious Monk record that Varner realized he could combine his two loves.
And on this, Julius Watkins, who was the real pioneer of jazz on the French horn, here he was soloing with Thelonious Monk, and it was just a big light bulb going off, and a huge kind of liberation in my little 17-year-old brain, thinking, well, if he could do this, maybe I could do this.
As luck would have it, Julius Watkins lived in a nearby town and agreed to give the fledgling jazz player some lessons.
He was a very sweet, wonderful guy, and I just asked him a million questions. Here I was 18, just trying to make sense of trying to be a jazz improviser on this instrument. So I just said, how do you do this? How do you do that? And he just sort of smiled and said, well, I try it this way, I try it that way.
Varner studied at Oberlin and the New England Conservatory of Music, working on improvisational technique as well as composing pieces for jazz ensembles. After graduation, he moved to New York, but instead of taking the typical freelance route, playing in Broadway pits and in the recording studios, blaring out jingles, he took a series of day jobs.
I baked the croissants at Zabar's, I was a bicycle messenger, I was a temp. For many, many years, I worked part-time as an advertising proofreader. And I did things like that, lived extremely cheaply, and pursued my art.
Thank you.
Tom Varner says it's only recently that he's been able to support himself on jazz gigs. Much of his money has come from grants and fellowships, which have allowed him to compose for the kind of ensemble he hears in his head.
For some reason, I just love the freedom of the group of two winds, bass and drums, and no piano and guitar. And over the years, it grew to three winds because I wanted to have more flexibility with the composition, basically. So I had this sense of a little chamber music group within a jazz group.
Critic Bill Milkowski says Varner has been able to successfully bridge classical and jazz styles to make his instrument do what few others have done before.
Not only has he absorbed all the classical technique and the jazz vocabulary, but he's very open-minded in terms of absorbing the avant-garde vocabulary as well. So he'll play a lot of multiphonics and high register screaming stuff that goes beyond the normal scope of the instrument.
Tom Varner says it's still hard to get jobs where you're taken seriously as a jazz French horn player. But he says his tiny band is growing.
I try to let people always know I'm not the only one. It's a small number, but there's, 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 of us now all around the world. And in Moscow and Switzerland and Norway, there's quite a few of us now.
For the next several days, in addition to playing concerts around the Seattle, Washington area, Tom Varner will be giving jazz horn workshops at two local universities, hoping to pass on his knowledge to young players, just like Julius Watkins did for him 27 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.